Some were low women, but Jake had no doubt the principle was the same. Scattered among them, all less fleshy than the low falcon, and some as slender as fencing weapons, their complexions ashy and their bodies surrounded in dim blue auras, were what had to be vampires. Oi stood at Jake's heel, his small, foxy face stern, whining low in his throat. That smell of cooking meat wafting through the air was not pork. 4. 10 feet between us any time we have 10 feet to give, Pear. So Jake had said out on the sidewalk, and even as they approached the maitre d's platform, Callahan was drifting to Jake's right, putting the required distance between them. Jake had also told him to scream as loud as he could for as long as he could, and Callahan was opening his mouth to begin doing just that, when the voice of the white spoke up inside again. Only one word, but it was enough. Sholpada, it said. Callahan was still holding the Ruger up by his right cheek. Now he dipped into his breast pocket with his left hand. His awareness of the scene before him wasn't as hyper-alert as his young companion's, but he saw a great deal. The orangey-crimson electric flambeaus on the walls, the candles on each table immured in glass containers of a brighter Halloweenish orange, the gleaming napkins. To the left of the dining room was a tapestry showing knights and their ladies sitting at a long banquet table. There was a sense in here. Callahan wasn't sure exactly what provoked it, the various tells and stimuli were too subtle, of people just resettling themselves after some bit of excitement. A small kitchen fire, say, or an automobile accident on the street. Or a lady having a baby, Callahan thought as he closed his hand on the turtle. That's always good for a little pause between the appetizer and the entree.